Missourinet News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Grab a Missouri Lottery Powerball ticket before Wednesday's drawing for a chance to win $269 million. Play today.
I'm Jason Taylor. The Missouri Department of Transportation says congestion in St. Louis and Kansas City and along Interstate 44 and 70 in Missouri is causing an annual economic loss of $575 million. MoDOT Director Patrick McKenna notes Missouri's Transportation System Task Force is recommending a 10-cent gasoline and 12-cent diesel tax increase.
We have 10,400 bridges in the state, and we have over 2,000 in this state that need work. That requires money to do so.
Missouri's fuel tax hasn't been raised in 21 years. If lawmakers approve the increase, the issue would go before Missourians on a statewide ballot. If voters approve the increase, McKenna says the Missouri Road Fund would be boosted by $322 million annually. The Missouri Supreme Court handed down a decision yesterday favoring multinational drug and health care company Bayer over 92 plaintiffs. Bill Wise has more.
The high bench determined a circuit court in Missouri couldn't claim jurisdiction in a case in which 85 of the 92 plaintiffs are from out of state. The Supreme Court set aside the lower court's decision to overrule Bayer's motion to dismiss the case involving the company's female sterilization product, Esure. The high bench sent the case back to the lower court, ordering it to consider whether an amended claim of jurisdiction by the plaintiffs has merit. The plaintiffs indicated they would next argue that Missouri has jurisdiction over Bayer because of the company's extensive clinical trials and marketing of the product in the state. Three major court decisions have significantly weakened the foundation of the plaintiffs' original jurisdictional claims. In one of them, the U.S. Supreme Court held that courts in California don't have jurisdiction to hear claims by out-of-state plaintiffs made against an out-of-state defendant. The plaintiffs in the Missouri case claim Bayer's Esure device, which has been called a form of permanent birth control, has caused conditions including pregnancy and miscarriage.
Teen tanning could get burned by a state house proposal. O'Fallon State Representative Nick Schroer wants to ban Missourians under 18 from using tanning beds. Under current Missouri law, he says businesses providing tanning services are required to check the age of their clientele, confirm parental consent of those under 17, and explain the health risks associated with traditional tanning.
Strictly, we're not complying with the law 100% of the time in this state. And you can see that with the statistics. There's no reason our melanoma cases have doubled in the past 9 years if the limits that we put in place a couple years back were working.
According to the American Cancer Society, tanning before the age of 35 increases the risk of melanoma by 59%. Columbia police have confirmed an armed robbery overnight this morning took place outside a restaurant. The suspect apparently robbed someone with a gun and fled on foot. Police searched the area but weren't able to find him. No one was injured. Find more news, sports, and weather at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to Missouri Net News.